Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, Joe Snedeker here, otherwise known as, through this medium, Mr. Curiosity. I'm curious about things, people, places, everything. I guess that's how I got into science. You know how that goes. Got to be curious to want answers. But anyway, got a special Mr. Curiosity this week. Here's the deal. Now, I'm out on the road this week doing Gojo 24, biking throughout the viewing area of WNEP, visiting towns, municipalities, hanging out with people on their porch, all that stuff. So a while back, I mean, not too long ago, a week or so, I did an interview with a guy named Don Webster and Michael G. Stanton. And he's the general manager of a radio station in the Bold Gold Media Group. So these guys asked me questions about the history of Gojo. They asked me questions about how I started it. They asked me questions about my history at WNEP-TV. And without trying to sound like some type of egotistical jerk megalomaniac, I thought, this could be a good podcast. You know, people may be interested in the history of the bike ride, St. Joe's, how it started, how it's evolved over the years. So the interview I did with them, I thought we'd clip a good portion of it and use it for this week's Mr. Curiosity. You know, because you can only go into so many details when you talk about the history of the bike ride and TV. You know, everything is like 2-3-4 minute spots. So this is a good, I don't know, is it 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes of Mike, Don, and myself having a good time, getting some historical information about St. Joe Center, the bike ride, how you can help out, and the history of how it all evolved and where it's at. So I think you'll give it a good listen. I hope, you know, you're folding your socks when you're listening to it. You're driving your car. You know, when I go on long car rides with my wife, sometimes I listen to things and then I forget she's even there. Now, no offense to her. She knows I do this, but, you know, we're married 29 years. Sometimes you need that. You know what I mean? Now, especially if my mother-in-law's in the car too, you put on the headphones and you block everybody out. There's the secret to a good marriage, everyone. All right. So here's the deal. Give it a listen. And if you want to help out the cause, remember, the bike ride route from location to location is on WNEP.com. St. Joe Centers have a great Facebook page. They have a great website. All you have to do is search those. They can give you a lot of information. I'm moving my chair. You can donate with a credit card. You can donate by volunteering. You can just help out St. Joe's and all their great efforts. And I'll be pedaling my little rear end off, my 55-year-old rear end off this week. And I appreciate your support. And here is the interview with Michael G. Stanton and Don Webster. We had a little fun.
Here we go.
Is it Joseph Milo Snedeker?
It's so many things. But I just first want to say two things. I'm soothed by your voice, Don, and these curtains. I'm not being critical. The curtains and your voice together, my blood pressure is dropping.
I don't know which is worse.
There's curtains in the studio here that house this glass, and behind the glass used to be, back in the day when there was a whole bunch of
equipment. I didn't know that.
You hit the button and the curtains open, but they don't open any. Wait, do they open?
We're going to open up the curtains. No. This is not.
This is the way I usually record.
Better. I like it. It's more.
All right, turn the light down a little bit.
Yeah. DC, I think you'd have to have a picture with Joe by the curtains. All right. There you go. Michael G.
No, so this is awesome. So I've known Joe. I've known him for...
Yeah, what do you even call me? No one calls me Joe except like...
No, I call you Snee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I say that, though, people, they tilt their head and they go, what? Or Zen Man,
Snee. Yeah. Joe's one of those names, like, you know, no one, hey, Joe. It's just so one syllable boring.
No, but that's a good, yeah, but you don't want it forever. Like, so I use, you know, Michael G, and they say, well, why do you say Michael G?
Yeah.
Well, the reason
it's your brand.
Right, because people remember Michael. If it's just Michael, it's just Michael, but you're,
But the thing with you is, I always tell you this, whenever someone emphasizes their middle name and insists on a first full name, I immediately think, what a pretentious jerk.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But Mike is not that. So he's the exception. So I'm the jerk for even thinking that.
No, but I think that every time I introduce myself as Michael G. Stanton, I'm like, they're just thinking he's it.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that? And I remember, so I had a gentleman say to me, reiterate. So why do you say I left? Right. I said, hello. Yeah. The guy introduced me and I left and I came back like a minute later, 2 minutes later or something. And he said, let me ask you a question. Why do you introduce yourself as Michael G. Stanton? I said, that's why. He goes, what do you mean? I said, what? And I pointed to him. That's why he repeated my entire name, Michael G. Stanton.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, it's memorable.
Right. Instead of just Michael Stanton,
And it does, whatever the human nature end of it is, it gives you some level of sophistication.
No, it's just, it's just more of a branding thing.
No, maybe that's not your aim, but it does that.
Yeah. Well, like,
I'm Joseph Milo Snedeker.
Yeah. Well, so now I don't know if you totally know this, and maybe you do. So a million years ago, we knew you were part-time at NEP.
Yeah.
I called up and I asked for Joseph Milo Snedeker. This was before they were calling you Milo.
You didn't tell me this?
I don't know if I did or not. And so... they're like, who? I said, Joseph Milo Senator. They said, his middle name is Milo? I don't know who. Seriously, this is 25 years ago or however long you were there. They're like, his middle name is Milo? I said, yeah. And that was your dad's name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what got it out. Because you know how it is when you're a kid. Mike and I growing up, you're very self-conscious about everything.
Yeah.
And Milo, when you're a kid... yeah. And Milo is your middle name. You don't want anyone to find out because it's like, oh, my God. You know, it's like a pet name. So I never really told it. And I'm still both of my parents are deceased. I don't know the great
people, by the way.
But I don't know the answer to this question. Yeah. I have an older sister. Of course, she couldn't have been Milo.
No.
My dad was Milo. His Denise dad was Milo. I have an older brother.
Right.
Why did they stick this with me?
Yeah.
They were smart enough to say, it's not a good first name. Let's shove it in the middle.
But you're the only one.
And I'm the only one. And now, but my point is, now that I'm older, and not that it's becoming trendy, which I think it is, Milo, but the point is, that's cool.
It's not trendy.
No, it's not trendy.
Who told you that?
No, I don't.
Who told you that?
I don't know. I thought it was.
Was that Wikipedia?
No, there's some celebrities that have Milo. But anyway, so now I love Milo, and everyone calls me Milo at 16, and you do, and I love it now.
Yeah.
I wish that was my first name, because it's so unique.
Well, you could change it. Well, on 16, it almost is.
You don't want to be the guy who changes his name.
Is that right? No.
You don't want to be the guy who changes his name.
You're going to be a symbol next. You'll be like Prince. You'll be a symbol. You'll be just...
yeah,
who's your guest? Don, who's your guest on TechBridge?
Milo.
What is that? It's Milo. It's a symbol.
It's Milo.
Like Beyonce.
Milo, the guy who admires brown curtains. Milo. Yeah,
and these curtains.
They're beautiful.
Well, again, it may be a vision thing on your part, and you think Milo is trendy, and you think these curtains are trendy.
I think these curtains are so old that they went through a cycle of being...
yeah.
A really cutting edge, and then
he's making these curtains cool.
And then
they're going to be vintage.
Vintage, and now they're back to being progressive.
We're going to need a picture of you definitely in front of the curtains.
I can't tell if they were made in 75 or just last month.
Well, if you shook them, you would know 75 because there's probably 25 years of what do you do with that? You don't wash them all the time, so there's got to be 25 years of dust on them.
Ah, they're good. I love it.
All right, so we swing back to you. You've been 24 years of biking.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. So you're a biking freak, though. Do people know this?
It's fun
about you.
It's weird to talk to you, Mike, though, and pretend like you don't know the answer to these questions.
I'm aware. I know. I mean, literally.
I don't know if I can do it.
So a quick pause. So we're at Joe and I are at a graduation party 2-3 weeks ago or something, and Joe comes up to me and goes, by the way, do you know we've been friends for 50 years?
50 years.
50 years. That's,
so if someone is 20, 50 is incomprehensible.
Yeah.
If someone is even 30, it's like 50 is incomprehensible. Yeah. They think guys like you and me are like Ben Franklin.
Yeah, absolutely.
You might as well be saying.
On a bike.
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, but everyone rode a bike in the 70s. You guys know that. And when we were growing up.
Do your own maintenance, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's every day. You go ride your bike.
You got places.
Yeah. So there's nothing special about me with the biking. But then, when I got out of college, I think it goes back to us. Speaking of Mike and I with our history, we both had a science teacher, chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Named Mr. Bilski.
Yeah. Buck.
John Bilski. Buck. He was a cyclist. Now, I'm not saying I copied him, but when I first started, I got out of college, 1988, and I started teaching science. So now I'm a colleague with the guy who was my teacher.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's the one that kind of said, hey, let's go mountain biking. Mountain biking was just an emerging thing back then.
Right.
Like you can take a bike in the woods and go over rocks and stuff. That didn't exist back, you know, when I was a kid. So I bought a mountain bike and I loved it. And then before you know it, I'm road biking and I become a roadie. So this is since I was 23 years old. I've been, you know, a serious cyclist, mountain bike, road bike, et cetera, everything.
Okay.
I
so love
it. How'd you get involved with St. Joe's?
Yeah. So WNEP had a relationship with St. Joe's forever. So that predates my involvement with the station. But I tend to be a hyper guy.
Really?
I can't really relax. I inherited that from my mother. It's a problem. I'm medicated. not really. I'm blood pressure medication, and that's it. But I don't think there's anything else really wrong with me. But the point is, so when I was a science teacher, of course, you get summers off. And I started teaching part-time at WNEP in 1993.
You weren't teaching.
I was already a full-time teacher.
No.
Did I screw up my story?
You said you were teaching part-time. Is that what you said, at NEP?
So I was a full-time science teacher, and I started part-time weekends at WNEP in 1993. So I'm working 7 days a week most of the year. But here comes summer. Teachers are off. I'm still doing weekends at WNEP, my first year there. But here comes June, July, and August. I'm like, what am I going to do every day? I mean, that's 3 months of now what? So I was a cyclist, and I thought, you know what? I went to the news director, and I said, I'm a cyclist. I'd like to take my bike from WNEP and ride it to the Atlantic coast, Atlantic City, and announce it during the broadcast when I'm doing the forecast on the weekends, and maybe raise some money for a good charity. Do you have any ideas? Could you help me out? Do you like this idea? And it was very passe. He's like, oh, that sounds good. You know, I won't mention any names. And I'm not saying he was, you know, negative to the idea, but it was like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead if you want to do that. But I just needed his permission to ask the viewers for money so that I can do this. So I thought this was June 1993 for, did I say three before? It may have been 94. Let's do the math. It was somewhere around there. I think it was 93 or 94. And he said, listen, we already have an established relationship with St. Joe Center. We do a telethon for them. Why don't you do it for them? And I didn't know much about St. Joe. So I immediately looked it up, stopped there. And, you know, if you ever go there or see the efforts that St. Joe's does and has been doing for decades and decades, you just fall in love with the place. So I'm thinking, this is perfect. He mentioned St. Joe's. I did the research. Seems like a great cause. And I then later that, maybe a month or two later, I was asking our viewers to send in a dime, a dollar, whatever it takes. So here comes the first ride, summer 1993, I believe, or 94, but again, doesn't matter. And there was no hoopla. There was no reporter. There was just me saying, I'm going to ride my bike to Atlantic City. So after that weekend broadcast, after maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks, I would tell everyone, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Every weekend, I would say that. Then that Monday, after my Sunday broadcast, remember, I'm off. I'm a science teacher. I get on my bike from WNEP, no hoopla. There was no one even there, I don't think. Right. And I start riding my bike to Atlantic City. And I stopped in Stroudsburg, I think, for 1 day, stayed over in a hotel that I paid for. And then the second day, I ended up, or the third day, in Atlantic City. But in those 2, 3 days while I was going, everyone was calling the station saying, hey, how's Snedeker doing? What's the status of his bike ride? And WNEP is like, oh, yeah, we forgot he's doing that. Like, it was no big deal for them.
Yeah.
So that we better get a reporter. So they sent a person to follow me. And then they did a little quick video. Oh, Joe's doing this bike ride. He's on his way to Atlantic City. And they showed it in the Monday morning news or something like that, Tuesday morning news. And then they kept getting more calls. And they said, Joe, when you get to Atlantic City Tuesday, Wednesday, there's going to be a huge crowd of people waiting for you on the boardwalk. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Why? Yeah. And they want to show you support for St. Joe's, and they have donations for you. And you were talking about your bike ride for weeks, and they want to see how you're doing. So I pull into Atlantic City, and there's a crowd of people that happen to be from Northeastern PA that either were on vacation down in Atlantic City or they went there just for my arrival. And it turned out to be a huge, big deal. So on that evening newscast, whether it was that Tuesday or Wednesday, I forget, picture live news, guy shows up on his bike, all of these people, crowd of people on the boardwalk as I pull in on the bike. So it turned out to be something greater than anyone had anticipated. Now, whether whether that was the chance of this happening, or whether that was the beginning of the snowball, or whether you know, my perseverance with it got it going. But you know, it was just a good idea that then ended up being an awesome idea, because then the next year, you listen, there's a dirty side of radio. You guys know
what?
There's a dirty side of television.
What?
As soon as you get the people's attention, let's do this bigger, better, fatter next time. So from that time on, now WNEP put all their resources behind my bike ride. And they're doing it for, number one, a good cause, St. Joe's. But number one, also tied for number one, is this thing sells. You know, I hate to say it, meaning the viewers are into it. And the more they're going to be into it, the more going to watch the news. The more they're going to watch the news, the more commercials will sell. So it's good for everyone. And of course, St. Joe's, I think the first ride, it may have gathered maybe not even $10,000. But I'm not sure about that. I forget.
Right.
But for the viewers that just back some weekend meteorologist who's a science teacher, because he said he's going to bike to New York City, Atlantic City, and thousands of dollars rolled in that first trip, was a big deal.
Oh yeah,
is that too much talk?
No, actually, no. The one thing I would say, Joe, though, is if someone wants to make a donation, where do they go?
Yeah, so now what it is this big deal. So you can go to WNEP.com and get all the information on sponsorships, how you can make a donation. You can get a shirt. So WNEP.com has everything. Just click on WNEP.com or WNEP.com/GoJoe. It's on my Facebook page. You can't escape this thing. Now it's to the point where it's so annoying, it's everywhere. Do you agree, Don,
actually,
or no?
Actually, my wife says she loves your Facebook page.
Oh, she loves that? Yeah, well, I put a lot of silly, goofy stuff on there.
She said it's quite entertaining.
Oh, I like
that.
Yeah,
but that sells also. But personality, to your point, personality sells. You know, whether it's for the radio station, whether it's for your TV station or whatever, but people get to know you. And that's one of the reasons that Don wanted to do this. That's great that you do, that you're doing this thing for St. Joe's and, you know, a great cause. But who are you a little bit, and how did that come about? Because you can't really, during your weather forecast, go, oh, let me just tell you a little background and go off for 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So
our way of saying thank you to you.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Your question actually makes me feel a little guilty when you ask it, because people say that all the time. What made you choose St. Joe's? And I think they're looking for some awesome, gigantic, my brother did this, my parents were involved there, or my sister was there. And it doesn't have that beginning. So even my devotion to St. Joe's started out as just someone's suggestion.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. But then it snowballed into this thing. And now I'm friends with Sister Mary Alice. I'm friends with a lot of the workers there. And I'm there all the time. And there's an interaction. And you go there and you'll cry. I can almost cry. You see it, my eyes now getting a little weird. So they do so much good. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But it just started kind of by accident.
Yeah. But you know what? But accidents happen, and a good accident.
Yeah.
You know, it really has turned into it. I can't see it in your eyes, by the way.
Yeah, it's happening now, because they do amazing work there.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's totally awesome.
And so, you know, anybody could donate. You could donate $1. You could donate $10. You could donate $10,000, right?
I always say this. So we have these corporate sponsors. If you see them, I show them on my newscast. They're on my cycling jersey. You know, places like Dunkin' Donuts, Matt Burney Honda. We have like 15 of them. They each donated $5,000. So you do some quick math. It's over $100,000 coming on in. $150,000, but usually for the bike ride, we end up getting close to $250,000, $300,000. So that means the other half comes from people like listening right now who donate $1, $5, $10, $100.
Yeah.
And it makes a real difference.
Yeah. So if you have 100,000 people donate $2,
right,
you know, it's just as good or better than these corporate sponsors that donate $5,000. So that's what we want. Don't be afraid to send in $1.
Right.
Or as my wife always thinks, if you donate through your credit card, it's not real money. You can donate that way, right? Because that bill doesn't come for another month and you might be dead by then. So it's not real money. Right, Don? Do you have one of those wives or no?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Oh, put it on the credit card.
Yeah, it's good. It's plastic. It never really came out.
I think she'll tell you on Facebook is what's going to happen.
It never came out of the bank. It never came out of your wallet.
It's mysterious, isn't it?
Yeah,
And then you write that check. It's like, oh, yeah, all those little things I sent that I bought. I don't know where that money came from.
Yeah.
Somehow it gets taken care of. Or you can make a gigantic donation, folks, right? I'm talking massive, tens of thousands of dollars, and then claim bankruptcy, and then you'll never have to pay your credit card back.
Or that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't help St. Joe's.
Yeah. But, I wonder, will they still get the money if you do that? I think they will.
I don't know. I don't recommend it.
But folks,
I could be wrong on this.
Folks, I'm kidding, though, okay? It's just a joke. It's just a joke. Although that actually may work.
Not really.
No, I don't know that it's... No, I think there's going to be some repercussions there, and then St. Joe's has to pay some money back, and then it's a bad thing. And it's well, I guess...
I kid. You don't need to do that. Do not do that.
No, just... Can you charge... Can you put in your credit card, though?
Oh, yeah, you really could.
Yeah.
So that's where all the donations are coming from now. It used to be cash, and people would send me cash, literally, bags of money. Really? And when I'm on this bike ride, it's funny, I haven't been biking through the viewing area like I'm going this year. By the way, you can get that route on WNEP.com to see if I'm coming to your neighborhood. We want people on their front porch showing support for St. Joe's. Put up a banner.
Yeah.
Just get your family out and wave hello as I bike by. The route is on the website, WNEP.com.
So should somebody put out a big cardboard sign like they did for the Tour de France, or
yes,
you know, so you can run into that? Or should it be off the road?
Anything. The weirder, the better. Ooh, the weirder the better.
Are you going through?
There's a chance, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six years ago, a woman in the Poconos mooned me. Feel free to moon me. Feel free to moon me. Now, I'm not, again, asking for that. But if that's a way maybe to get some cash.
Sure.
St. Joe. So, yes, you can make a donation online. WNEP.com has all the information. Oh, the reason I told that story is, so a lot of times when I'm passing through these communities, people, as I bike by, they're handing me $20 bills. Now they see I'm a guy in spandex and I'm on a bike. That happens all day long. I feel like an exotic dancer. But what that shows again is the devotion to the cause. So luckily there's people following me and then they get the money, but they're just handing me money. It's an awkward feeling for this little Milo, right?
Thanks for all you do for this community, for real.
Yeah. Yep, you got it. Thanks, you guys, for sharing the information. We appreciate it.
Are we out of time? No, we're not out of time?
Let's keep going.
All right. So that was the bike ride thing. So let's get into some weirdness.
Well, now,
so,
what we just gerbils. Stop. Do we just keep going?
Well, we can stop and take a break.
No, I'm not.
We can take a break so the commercial comes on.
I want to press this button. It says sneeze and dump.
No, what do they both mean?
They both mean you got to get, if the speaker has to sneeze, he hits that button, right?
Yeah. And then do they even work?
No, they don't.
They don't
and
work.
And dump would mean, you dump out of something. It's going bad, like now. Yeah. Dump.
Why is it going bad?
No, I'm just kidding.
Why is it going bad?
Don's giving me these weird looks like, oh my goodness, this guy is a loose cannon. Let's get him out of here.
So much for me being at my doctor's appointment. That's all right.
You're telling
Here's
your
what
doctor,
happens at all doctor's appointments. You show up, right? And then you wait 15, 20, 30 minutes past.
Oh, so I'll be just on time.
Yeah. Well, then they put you in that other room.
Yeah.
And then you think you're going somewhere.
No.
And then there's an RN who comes in and checks your blood pressure.
Yeah.
And then you have to wait another half hour.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, inquiring minds want to know, what time do you get up in the morning?
I love it. I love my shift. I get up at 3:20. I have this light, actually. I mentioned 3:20 because I set the light for 3:50. So this light, it looks like a regular old lamp that you would have on a counter at home. But it has a little base on it with a digital clock. So you set the time that the alarm goes off on this lamp. So I set it for 3:50. And 1/2 hour before that alarm goes off, the light bulb starts to turn on. It goes from dim to full bright. I think I have gotten to the alarm maybe in my 25 years once or twice. It never gets the alarm. As soon as my brain sees that light illuminating, and that's usually about 3:25, 3:30, I start waking up. So the alarm goes off at 10 to 4. I'm usually at work by 4:10. Because I'm a no stoplight 15 minutes from work. So I get
speed
on the
limit
highway.
Kind of guy.
Speed limit all the way down.
Yeah. On his bike.
Sneeze, dump. Yeah, so our newscast starts at 4:30, but we can do a lot of work from home. So I actually now program my computer at random times during the day. And Mike knows I'm not just some guy who pretends to love meteorology. It's my life. It's every second of my life. So I'm always in tune with meteorology. So I just go in, fire up the computer. Everything's all done, ready to go. Live news, 4:30.
So he's not kidding when he says that's his life. When he was, maybe I'm wrong, 12, right? 12?
Yeah, I'd say even before then.
12. or thereabouts, 10 to 12 years old.
So you knew he was going to do this?
Yeah. In his backyard, he had a weather box, which we actually have one here out in the
back. Do you guys have an instrument shelter here? A white box with louvered sides?
We do. Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
But I don't know.
You could use it.
They're very rare. They got like $1,000.
Do they really?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I mean, I'll take it if you don't want.
It's out in the back. So we used to go and play. We'd play, you know, whether it's softball or touch football or ice hockey or whatever. Right. So Joe had one in his yard. And he would have to go at like 4 o'clock every day to do his weather, like spin the psychrometer and the micrometer or whatever the heck he's doing.
He remembers psychrometer. Oh, yeah. I love it.
And you put the little
sock. Don't ask him to spell it.
No, I can't do that. No, I'm in radio for crying out loud. I can't. No. And so you'd wet the sock or whatever you put it on to get the relative humidity or something.
Yeah, it shows
me. But it's been since he's. And he's got, you still have, right?
Handwritten. Still backyard weather station. I still have the entire setup. Yeah, my whole life. It shows me. I didn't choose it. So I love meteorology, everything about it.
He went to the prom. He went to the prom. And after the prom.
Regrettingly, by the way.
Yeah. He had to stop at his house to do his weather readings.
That night, there was a sleet snowstorm. So I had to make the snow measurement at midnight.
He's not kidding.
I get that.
Yeah.
And I just want all your listeners to know.
What high school was this?
Carbondale area.
I want all your listeners to know that I went for the prom just for the ladies. Okay. I had no other interest in anything other than. Maybe this will get me a kiss on the lips. Okay.
Wow. Did you get a kiss?
Yes, I did. Wow. Yes, I did.
That's amazing.
After the weather report.
I hate formality, suits and formal food and dancing. Oh, that's gross. But the ladies.
Yeah.
Made me go to the prom.
Yeah.
And did have to check the data.
Yeah. But he had to go home. Yeah. I find it hard to. So you don't wear typically pants and you're not dressed up because you don't like that stuff.
Yeah. Luckily I worked out a niche where I had a little bargaining chip because, I think early on, this story is pretty interesting. Early on when I started, I was the weekend weather guy. Like I said, weekend meteorologist. There was this one fall day where it was a little chilly and I didn't have gloves on when I made the presentation. Now, when I first started, I had a suit and tie on.
Yeah.
And I hated myself. I was ready to quit. I'm like, I don't need this job. I am the science teacher. This was a good weekend gig. And I did the suit and tie thing, but I would slowly like recess back. Sometimes it would just be a sweater and then a jacket. So no one knew I didn't have a suit and tie on, but that was like the protocol back then. So, one time I did a forecast and I didn't have gloves on. And the news director said to me, "Now people watch you to see how to dress. We need you to start wearing gloves and when it's chilly, blah, 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 blah." And I started thinking like, this is not for me, this job. You know, if this is how it's going to be. So it had to be the next week after that. I wore shorts. I'm like, screw them. I'm like, what's going to happen? They're going to fire me for a job that I don't really need. It's just part-time fun. So I wore shorts. And that's the kind of stuff that caught on.
Yeah.
You know, like, who's this guy? Right. He's doing the weather in shorts in the live backyard in November. Who is this maniac? So that started snowballing into a.
So you started pushing the envelope.
But that got me to a point where they like this. I stood out and I wasn't trying to stand out. I was trying to be me.
Yeah.
And then they had asked me to leave my teaching position and go full time at WNEP. And I'm like, And the truth is, I rather have been a teacher back then. So I tried it for 1 year.
Yeah.
And this is not a scam that I put on management. I took a sabbatical from my teaching job. Didn't tell them.
Right.
So I said, all right, I'll switch careers. I'm going to be the new morning guy at WNEP. So I told them, the faculty at Carbondale area, which I was a teacher, can I get a sabbatical for this? And they're like, yeah, you can get a sabbatical. Yeah. 1 year leave. You don't get paid, but I'm like, so what? Yeah. I got paid from WNEP.
Yeah.
Then at the end of that year, I went back. And I sat down with my wife and I thought, you know what? I actually rather be a teacher than this full-time weather thing. It wasn't fulfilling. You know, it was great. So then guess what? They said, Snedeker, how are you going to go back to teaching? You left that. I'm like, I kind of took a sabbatical. I took a sabbatical, so I'm going back to that. And they're like, oh, no, instead we offer you more money. But I didn't mean that. Yeah. To happen. So it ended up being a bargaining chip. This guy doesn't wear a suit and tie. He's a little weird. He's a little different. He'd rather be a teacher. And I was thrust into this career and it worked out great. So, yeah, I dress like I want pretty much. Yeah. Now, so maybe I can't go too far. I'm not going to wear a Speedo, although I think close.
Well, that might be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you went from there.
And I can't,
and now you're where you are and you're raising money and you're doing a good thing. And at the end of the day, life is good.
Yeah. And the teaching thing is still a part of me because after that happened, I went back for my master's degree in science and I became a college professor. So now it's like a reverse of what I started at. Yeah. I now teach part time and I'm full time morning guy and I can be myself and I'm goofy and strange, but sincere to St. Joe's Marywood University. Okay.
Yeah.
And in the 39 seconds we have left, it's... It's great, though. I see the big clock ticking down in front of the curtains.
Never at a loss for words. How about? I will say one more time, Gojo24. First of all, thank you for what
Gojo24.
You do.
Gojo24. Thank you for guy.
Where can you donate?
Yep. So WNEP.com has all the information. St. Joe's is actually accepting checks. So if you just write out a check to St. Joe's Center in Scranton, it'll get there. And let's hope for a nice total this year at the first post-pandemic ride, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm coming to your front porch. And I'm going to stop at Don's front porch
to meet my wife
and tell his wife to use his credit card more. She's not using it enough.
And with that, thanks to our sponsors, I'm Don Webster. Peace and strength in the coming week.
All righty, folks. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. And we had a good time. You know, total and full disclosure here, Michael G. Stanton and I grew up together. He's 55. I'm 55. We went to kindergarten together. We were neighbors for years and years. How many people have friends for 50 years? I got one. And Mike's a great guy. And don't tell anyone this, but he's also the dysfunctional leprechaun. All right. So as I bike this year, again, I just want you guys to know that I appreciate all of your support in so many ways by donating, by texting me and emailing me and taking pictures of the WNEP effort in your town and posting it online, the social media shares and extensions. Everyone is helping out St. Joe's. This is a grassroots effort. This is not some big corporate entity, St. Joe's Center. It's as pure and honest as it comes. And because of you, it's going to be a big success, this bike ride this week, Gojo 24. So you can go to WNEP.com, search Gojo, or just WNEP.com/Gojo. You can go to WNEP.com and search everything, news, weather, make a donation, go to St. Joe's site, just go places, not only through your computer, but then when you're done, go out and live your life in the real world and experience and move and grow and do. And speaking of, you know, the quickest way to find happiness, I once read, is to make other people happy. I try to do this with my weather forecast presentation. I try to do this as a college instructor at Marywood. I try to do that with my family and friends, and it really does work. If you want to be happy, try to make other people happy. Even my dog, when I make him happy and he gets happy, that makes me happy. So that's what Gojo is all about, making other people happy, better lives, and you'll feel better about yourself. So thanks for everything, everyone, and keep the love coming. I love you back. And if you have any ideas in the future for Mr. Curiosity, remember, email them to me. I love it. It's joe.snedeker@wnep.com or joe.snedeker@yahoo.com. Maybe you're wild and weird enough to be a good guest here, right? I think you got it. I think you got what it takes. What do you have to offer the world? Go make somebody happy and get happy. See ya.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.